And that bottom statement right there tells, right there it says that they are responsible for their own.
All right, it says that there's a monetary charge for the usage of this. Is this up to date?
No, we never collected a thing. We never used a well.
And the people that we bought the property from, the
Tuckers,
they never received a dime for it either.
We've only owned it for just right at a year.
Well, that's what I was wondering, if there's actually any money changing hands or
no,
on this
no,
thing
sir.
For... You want to read that?
We had our attorney, Scott Hall, send him a letter.
Before we closed up the lagoon, you know, mm-hmm. we did have an engineer mm-hmm. come out. We paid him to check to see if it was a viable lagoon or if it was leaking.
Yeah.
And we do have the letter stating that it was leaking.
I guess my concern was whether we were getting involved in legal matters here on this, on our decision on this.
No, sir.
I don't know, but from what I understand, the last sentence, it says that they're responsible for wrong if it leaks. And when it was built, I don't know how it passed, because it looks like to me it wasn't built very good.
Well, I'm not an attorney, but enough bragging about that. I mean, we don't want to get into these things.
Yes, sir. We don't either.
We'd like to go the easiest we can.
How many lots are there up there?
We own everything on that side of the road all the way up to Ed and Alan Wilson's. Own another 1.3 above that, too.
There's a 13 lot.
Yeah, that's where...
12 and 13 are here.
12 and 13 are here for the lagoon, but then we own that.
Not
right
the lagoon, the drip
too.
System for the drain.
And they own this one also.
Everywhere, and he said that was the best place to put it.
And then we own
the tank down below where the lagoon is, and they'll pump it up, and it pumps up through and comes back down to
I guess the other concern I had was the road flooding. And I really didn't get it. I was thinking about other things, trying to keep the meeting running. But I really didn't get it through my mind how some people could be allowed to go out and other people not be allowed to go out if you're all behind the same body of water. And it really left me kind of muddled on that whole.
The lake's up that high and it's flooded. Ain't nobody going to want to rent a pontoon. And Scott won't rent a pontoon, or the K-Dock won't, because of the safety hazard, all the debris.
You know, and the road gets closed if it's that flooded, so you're not going to have people coming to rent, you know.
Closed.
I mean,
we'll
just close, we won't rent if it's flooded.
In other words, the water gets over the road, you don't care whether you get in or out, not.
Right. We can come in and out the other way, and we don't have to worry about them, because...
Yeah. We're not going to rent them.
Because the rentals is not going to want to open and shut two gates between Ed, and that just causes problems. It'll just be easy.
Yeah.
If the road flooded, the county comes in and puts the signs up, say road flooded, we just won't rent them.
Well, I wanted to make sure I had that straight in my mind, because I really didn't understand. It seemed like some people, like some folks had access and other folks didn't have access, and you had to get in contact with somebody to get through the gate or something.
Well, the court comes around and gives everybody a key. The county comes around and gives everybody a key if it's flooded.
I said that needs to be put in the city's record.
What?
Yes, that would
I would think.
If the road is closed, nobody will be running.
And we're just going to be open from April to November.
That's, you know, the fishing season.
Unless it comes 10 inches in April.
And we'll wait till May.
Yeah. You'll be waiting a lot longer than me.
Yeah.
Anybody else got any questions?
These are all one bedrooms, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And there's no washer or dryers. I mean, they're going to bring their own linens.
We're not, you know,
there's
I mean...
no bathhouse. It's just simple.
They're all stationary.
Yes.
And then you've got a gentleman that's close that's going to be overseeing him.
Yes.
I met him last week.
Yes. We have 6 more years till our grandson graduates, and we want to leave him in the same school.
Then we're planning on retiring down here in 6 more years.
Yes, sir.
Hopefully.
That's our plan.
Okay. Anybody else? Any questions?
You were gonna put some trailers on three of the lots?
Yes, I bought, got a deal on three trailers. When they get older, I was gonna get rid of them and then build some more cabins.
What kind of trailers you got?
2017.
They like park model stuff?
No, they got holding tanks, but I mean, first we make a park model out of them, just leave the dump valve open and put all trap.
Okay. I mean, is it like an RV, more truck, more
yeah.
like an RV?
Yes.
Yeah, 28, well, almost 29 feet long.
Oh, okay.
That's the one you're gonna make station out of?
Yeah. And then I was gonna build three more cabins slash tree houses, basically the slope. It's gonna be elevated, and just for PR, try to get renters, call it tree houses.
Instead of doing a bunch of fill or, you know, obstructing the slope.
Basic.
Exactly.
Yeah, they won't do as much erosion, and you can put gears and good concrete.
There was discussion about tree houses. You're just going to level them up, put them on steps.
Yes.
Pretty much. We're just
calling them tree houses, just kind of like they did out here on West Branch.
Put them on steps with bark.
Yep. Correct.
With a deck around it, there'll be trees right up against the deck, so they'll think they're in the trees.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions?
I'm good.
Anybody want to make it a motion?
I'll make a motion we approve as written.
And I'll second it.
That includes during road close times,
yes,
there's
with
no.
With that amendment, I'm sorry.
With that amendment.
That's all right. All right. Thank you. Everybody in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
No. Ayes have it. You get both no's. Huh? I vote yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
All right. And then we'll get a decision record done up. And just like I told the last applicant, it'll come in the mail, a copy of it. And then you guys can let us know if you want to.
We'll just come by and sign.
No, okay. That sounds good. All right, thank you.
177 Kingway Nightly Rental.
This one is the one out by the Chateau. State Highway 265 is here. You take Linhart Road, zoom in on it here. Existing.
Those three buildings right there between that and the chateau that I'm looking at. Those right there.
Right here?
Yeah.
This
right
is
there.
A home.
Okay.
This is a building that I think he has these German Shepherds in there. He's got a bunch of real nice big German Shepherds because I met him out there one day. And I think this is just a shop.
Been over there a lot. I just couldn't recall.
Yeah. Yep. And here's a little better picture of them right here.
Yeah. Okay.
And this little garage. This may be a German Shepherd building. There is actually, if you remember on this, I showed a picture of the neighboring lot. Here, there is actually a home there that's being used as a nightly rental. It has a notice of violation letter currently in place that we're working on. Haven't heard from the applicant or from the person, so we'll have to move forward with that one. As far as their buffering, if we looked at the overhead, of course, here's where the nightly rental is. This is a blank lot, and there are blank lots on the north side of it. And this is a residential home right here, so here's our buffer. And I went out and took pictures. I mean, he's not really proposing an alternate form unless he presents something else tonight, but I've measured that and it's well the 25 feet deep of your native vegetation, and that's how he presented it.
Yeah.
You know, it's your indigenous plants in a given area. So decision of record was the same as all of them, excluding that division two with the addition here of the compliance letters from Western Taney County Fire Protection District, and I've added the City of Branson Utilities and all other entities which have requirements governing a development of this nature. that City of Branson Utilities, I was made aware, and I believe it's Randy that let me know, that that was sewered by the City of Branson on the basis that all the residential lots would hook up to it as residential. So if they get approved or build something different, they're going to have to go to the City Utilities and see what kind of connection fees and different things they might would have. So we'll have to get a compliance that they've, if it's to do nothing but saying they've met with us or whatever their compliance would be, we've added that statement in to the decision of record.
Isn't this the neighborhood that we've had several applications for and we have denied them all?
We not had one that was right here.
Yep.
Isn't that the one up above that?
Well, we had one right here. It was a blank lot, but then in the middle of the hearing, he had moved it to this lot. And then it was this home right here that was denied.
Yeah, that's the one I was referring to.
Yeah.
That was up there. Those covenants, doesn't that have an HOA up there, but not down there? Is it all one and the same? Or on
it's my street? Understanding that they're separate.
They are separate.
Yes.
Well, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure.
The problem is there's only one road in there, right?
Correct. Yes. The same road goes to Majestic, though, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
200 units or something proposed
with when he gets through building his timeshare. Isn't that correct? Yeah. Well, it's existing
now, but he's adding on to it. We passed that where he's
going to
build the timeshare connected to the existing.
Okay, anybody got any
questions? You want to
state your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Nicholas Grimwood on behalf of Kutch Trust, the owner of the property.
Anybody got any questions for Nicholas? No questions? Somebody want to make a motion?
If I may, in the absence of a motion, maybe some hesitation, if I may be allowed just to say a couple things. I'd like to just say that, you know, there was a little bit of opposition here last week when I spoke. I believe some letters had been filed. The only neighbor that had raised a complaint, the folks that live down the hill that own, I believe it's lots 16, 17, and 18, the Jigilas, they're a part-time residents. They don't live in that house full-time. I believe it's a kind of a vacation property for them. Personally, not a vacation rental, but they live up in Wisconsin. The other gentleman that spoke, Mr. Johnston, isn't a resident of Majestic Estates. He lives in a neighboring subdivision, which understandably he may be worried about encroachment of nightly rentals, but as it directly relates to him, there's no immediate impact. And as I pointed out last week, this has been operating now for 4 years, so there wouldn't be any change in a practical effect on the neighborhood. This is a relatively expensive nightly rental, so it has a tendency to attract a higher quality of individuals. And additionally, from what research I was able to do, there's only been one complaint in the 4 years that this has been a nightly rental, and that was as it relates to the house down the hill. A little noise out by the pool had kept them up at night, but in 4 years, that was the only complaint I was able to discover.
Okay, thank you. Somebody want to make a motion?
I make a motion, we pass it as written.
Somebody want to second? Somebody want a second? Well, can't get no second. So in a case like this, that shot it